USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The trial of former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter, charged with killing Dante Wright during a traffic stop, is in the hands of the jury. Closing arguments wrapping up on Monday and the jury beginning deliberations. The United States Geological Survey reporting a strong earthquake Monday off the coast of Northern California. The preliminary 6.2 quake struck around 12:10 Pacific time, about 45 miles southwest of Eureka. The National Weather Service saying they do not expect a tsunami warning to be issued. There are no reports of any injuries or damage. People using the MyShake app reported feeling the shaker up and down the coast from Crescent City to San Jose. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will not give up on passing the Build Back Better Act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
President Biden held a closed-door meeting with his COVID-19 response team amid growing concerns regarding the Omicron variant. The president is not expected to speak publicly today, but will address the nation about the growing threat tomorrow. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says we have to keep preventative measures in place regarding COVID this holiday season.
As cases rise throughout these winter months, while yes, the risk of severe disease is low, and yes, Omicron may cause more mild illness, but the more people that are infected, the higher number of people that will be hospitalized, that will die. So we need to continue moving forward, doing everything we can to protect ourselves, protect our family and friends, and those around us. We have to take this seriously, but I also want to tell people that you need to move forward maximizing your life while minimizing death.
In financial news, the Dow losing 433 points to close at 34,932. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced over the weekend that he will not support President Biden's Build Back Better Act following months of negotiations with other Senate Democrats. New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew tells Fox Business Network he's not surprised by Senator Manchin's decision.
He has been as clear as day about how he has been struggling with this bill, as many folks are, because it's terrible public policy, because it's going to create inflation. Really make the inflation much more severe, because it's going to increase costs.
Film critics in Los Angeles are handing out awards.
A movie called Drive My Car is the drama that's been named Best Picture of 2021 by the Los Angeles Film Critics Association. The 3-hour movie from a Japanese director focuses on the relationship between an aging actor and his young chauffeur. The critics group also naming Penelope Cruz as Best Actress for Parallel Mothers, while Simon Rex received Best Actor honors for his work in Red Rocket. The group is also presenting Mel Brooks with its 2021 Career Achievement Award. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.